Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. Get ready to start journeying life mostly natural with me, Moke Angel. Hello, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers. It is Mia. No, not Mia. It's me, Moke Angel. And today's pod trail, I'm going to get straight to it. It is weight loss challenge update. And am I winning? Okay, so this is my weight loss challenge update with you guys. I know at the beginning of the season, I told y'all that that's one of my goals for this year was to attain my 20 something weight goal, which was, I used to be like about at my peak I was about a 25-24 inch waist, and I want to get back close to that. If I can get to like a 27 inch waist by my year-end goal, I would be really super excited, because that's pretty dang close, especially at my age, which I am a nice fantastic 53. So I'm 53 years old, and I bless him, love my husband for the fact that he said to me that, babe, you know, I don't expect yourself to try to achieve that goal, because you've had children and you are old. And he didn't say I'm older. And because of that, you know, it's almost impossible for someone like me to be able, a woman like myself, to be able to achieve that goal. That's kind of like an outrageous goal to go for. So thank you, babe, for your reassurance and making me feel like that it didn't matter how big I am right now, that you feel like it's okay for me not to go for my old body self. Thanks, I appreciate that. I love you. Anyhow, so I went ahead and didn't listen to him and decided to go for the 27 inch waist by a year. I think that's a safe enough goal to achieve. It should be able to do that. Injuries aside, so I have had an injury that it's not going to be recoverable, as far as I'm on the mend now, and so now I'm gonna be getting back into, because I haven't worked out really. I did do this little workout, kind of create this little workout exercise routine that didn't involve me moving my knees around, and that started helping. I also recently have started to add something else to my diet that is supposed to possibly make me actually achieve that goal. Excuse me. I'll just keep that in there, because we're like that. We're real like that. Is that right? Okay. So, okay, well, I'm saying we because my husband actually is the one. He's the one that decided to go for it, and he's been doing it with me, and decided to get this supplement. And it's one of those, you know, oh, but wait, there's more situations. And it is an all-natural supplement. The information sounded legit. The ingredients sounded legit, but the guarantee was ridiculous. And so I thought, well, you know, if we could do it, then, you know, if we're able to do it, then yeah. I didn't think we were able to do it. My husband, however, decided he was tired of hearing me complain about not achieving my goal. And he figured, especially if it meant that, because this is part of the promises of this particular supplement, that you don't have to change a thing and you do not have to add any sort of exercising to your life to be able to achieve your weight loss goal dreams. And so he decided to go ahead and go for it. Now, I was shocked, I have to admit, because of the fact I'm going, seriously, you decided that this is something that you want us to do. And he's like, if it will just get you to, if it works and you get there, then great, it'll finally happen, because I have been working on this goal for, no joke, since I was 30, you guys. So like, what, 20 years, 20 some years? I've just been having problems ever since I had my first like gnarly injury, which involved my hip area. I sprained my hip bone really, really bad. And then ever since then, it's just like one injury after another. And I just, right whenever I think I'm about to recover, then something else comes along and I had to deal with it. And I had some other health issue that just put my whole metabolism off balance, and just with age and everything else that came along, stress. I am terrible about holding my cortisol levels in my body. Like, I hold a lot of cortisol. So my body's like, oh yes, we love stress and we just want to keep it as a cushion around us to protect us from all the stress in the world. So it thinks it's doing me a favor by doing that. No, it has not, because I have to worry about being overweight, because one, it's uncomfortable, especially for my height, and as well as my family health issues that I have genetically. So I have to really be careful with having excessive amount of fat weight. I don't care about muscle. I don't care. I can't help but gain muscle just because of what we do on a daily here anyway, when I'm not injured, which is going to be close to soon here, I hope. I will be on the clear as far as my body is telling me and reacting to when I'm trying to get back up to speed, my normal working speed, as far as moving around my home is concerned, or just walking around normally. So that's the thing. So my goal has been a challenge, because I didn't want to add more weight because I couldn't work out like I was expecting to do up to this point. However, I've managed to look like I've, inches-wise, I'm losing my fat. Weight-wise, however, well, that's a whole different story. Because, you know, I tend to weigh heavier. But I'm really, like, I'll be straight with you. I'm not going to tell you exactly my weight amount right now, because I'm going to save that for later, because it's all going to come out. But at the moment, I weigh more than I did when I delivered my baby. That's like all of them. That's bad. I am so freaking heavy right now. It's ridiculous. Like, I'm gaining muscle just walking around. just carrying my own weight. It's kind of a lot more than I expected. And I guesstimated myself at around, I'll tell you. So I guesstimated myself at about 170. Okay. So that, just to give you an idea of what my weight is. So I thought I was like about 170, like 160, 170. Okay. So I'm not that. I told you, I was like, I'm way overweight. So, yeah. So I was a little bit shocked and not so proud of myself as the fact that I've gained that much weight. However, inches wise, when I look at myself in the mirror now, it looks like things are actually working. So, but it could be because I probably need glasses. Doesn't matter. But at first, I didn't think winning with my weight loss. And now I feel like there's a possibility that I might. And because I'm going to be starting to do my exercising again, I have some challenges lined up for myself that I will be doing. And I might share that with you. I know I promised you guys I was going to share you. I was going to share our, my husband and I have we actually have a channel, a video channel. And I was going to share that channel with you guys. But I don't know if I want to yet because I'm still pretty shy. Which I know this is funny. You guys go, oh yeah, you're shy and you have a video. It was a personal challenge really for myself to get myself out of this image thing in my head. So anyhow, I will be starting these exercise challenges, and my husband is not into exercising whatsoever. I kind of thought he was into more athletics than he is, because when I met him, he was doing something pretty athletic, and so I was like, oh well, I thought he was into that, but he really doesn't like to work out. So that's kind of been a challenge for me, because I do actually enjoy working out. I did, especially when I was younger. Now that I'm older, it hurts a bit more. However, I still enjoy working out, but I can't work out like I want to and I like to, because of the fact that I'm still having injuries that I need to try to recover from. So you know, if my knees aren't working right now, because I sprained them really bad, and I have an ankle sprain that is still kind of messing with me a little bit, and it's a combination of an old tear that I had back in the day when I was a kid, and now I did it again when I was older, walking around our property in these potholes that we have around our house. Just trying to work out like I like to. I don't know if you guys are familiar with T25 with Shanti. Sorry. I started thinking of that movie with Eddie Murphy. Anyway, so with Shanti, and I have done T25, and that was the one exercise challenge my husband did with me. He did both the beta and the alpha all the way through. And don't tell anybody, don't tell him especially that I said this, but he actually felt so much better. Like, he complained less about backache injuries, you know, his back hurting and stuff like that, because of what he does as a career. It involves a lot of heavy lifting, and he hardly complained, and it actually helped a lot as far as his muscle balance is concerned, body wise. Anyway, he swears that had nothing to do with it. Oh my gosh, bless him. Okay, so the thing is that as far as, you know, my real results, because I have been able to work out, this is where we're at. So I'm above 170. I have, looks like my waistline has lost some inches though, still, especially since I started this new diet supplement that I think might be working. And that's where we're at. That's where we're at. So I'm still doing it. That's the point of this. I'm still doing it. It's still my challenge, and I am hoping that by my next year's season beginning, I will be telling you the results, that if I actually achieved them or how close I will be to them. I know I will get close to them. I just don't know if I will actually achieve it. So my goal is to achieve it, and if not, exceed it. If I can get down to a 25 waist again, I would be so like stoked to like beyond. But if not, you know, if I make a 27, I'd be like super proud of myself for achieving that goal, because that was a goal I set out. So we shall see. So that's the update for my weight loss. And I just want you to know that this is the quarterly update. I'm going to do this every 3 months until, of course, the last month, and let you know where I'm at, and give you, well, maybe not, because the season, I don't think my season will last. So I'll probably do like one more before the end of the season, and then let you know by the beginning of next season. We'll see. Okay, so that's it. I'll figure out the math of how many times I'm going to tell you as far as the updates are concerned. So if you want to know where I was at and if I've forgotten about it, if I've had any success and what am I doing, well, this is what it is. And I appreciate you guys walking on this pod trail with me today and are wondering if I am doing okay with my goal as far as my weight loss is concerned, and are looking forward to seeing if there's anything that I can share with you that might be able to be helpful as far as your weight loss goal are concerned, if that's what you're working on as well. So until next time, my fellow life walkers and freedom talkers, I hope you have a wonderful day or evening wherever you're at. And what do? We love ourselves kindly and are grateful for one thing each day. And I will talk to you later.